dog.
All right, here we go. We're live on Penguin Radio, everybody. This is a worldwide broadcast. We have Kate and Bella with us. Hi. Where are you guys from? Talk to us.
I'm from the East Bay, El Cerrito.
From El Cerrito. And where are you from, Kate?
I'm from Oakland.
Get that right next to your mouth. We want to hear your voice.
I'm from Oakland.
Oakland. Okay, good. And you're here at the teen conference. Have you been to this before?
I have not.
What do you think so far?
It seems really great.
Yeah. We're helping to teach a workshop later.
Oh, so, really? Yeah. So what's your specialty?
We're here with an organization called Love Your Nature.
Love Your Nature. Where are they located?
In Berkeley.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's about kind of helping girls talk about self-esteem, social media,
anxiety and stress. Yeah.
Good. And are you participants or are you vendors?
So we're participating and also helping a vendor.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And where do you go to school?
I go to El Cerrito High.
And you're a senior?
Yes.
Yeah, and I go to Hedroy School.
And is that a college prep? Or?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And where are you going to go to? Are you going to go to college?
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Brown.
Oh, a little Ivy League action. Okay, good.
I don't know yet. So.
All right. Have you ever looked at Dominican?
I have.
Okay, good. Because they have a really cool radio station in case that's your thing. All right. So we're at the teen conference. This is your first visit. And what do you hope to get out of this whole experience? What is it you're looking for? Why are you here? Other than to present.
I don't know. I think to surround myself with, like, positive girl energy.
Okay. And you're getting that right now?
Yeah.
We've brought a couple with us. These are a couple DJs of ours on the radio station.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
And so a day of positive female energy, and what do you get from that? How does that sustain you for a few days or for a week or for a year?
Well, it's just kind of nice to have, like, encouragement from other people and, you know, see other girls discovering new things about themselves. I don't know.
No, that's really good. How do you discover it? In group context, you talk about stuff. Do you expect to learn a lot today?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, what are you going to be when you get out of college?
that's
a long way off, but some people know.
I want to study psychology with an emphasis in neuroscience.
Wow. So would you eventually be an MD or a psychiatrist?
A psychiatrist.
So I got my undergrad in psychology, but I realized by about my senior year I didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm a teacher at Dominican.
Yeah.
But why the neuro piece? I like that.
Because a lot of, like, human interaction has to do with how the brain works. And so if I, like, know more about the brain, then I can understand human interaction better. Hopefully.
Good answer.
Yeah, that was a super intelligent answer, actually. Kate, what about you?
I'm planning to study English, so probably something with teaching, something like that.
Do you like kids?
Yeah, I do.
So you want to teach, like, middle school English or something?
Yeah, I'd be down to teach, like, high school, middle school.
Okay.
Something like that.
How many attendees are here today, do you know?
250.
Yeah, 250. Yeah.
250. And so what is it that you're going to be doing later? You're participating in some...
So the main thing we're doing is we're kind of like the teacher assistants for a workshop. So we're going to, like, help people get organized and help lead discussions. Like I said, the focus of our discussions are, like, self-esteem, body positivity, body image, that kind of thing.
On a scale of 1 to 10... Since Forrest and I are the only two men in the entire building.
I saw some other ones.
A couple of others.
There's a guy walking around with a camera.
Oh, okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how important are these topics to young women?
I'd say a solid 10. I think we're not, like, really taught how to deal with stuff like stress and anxiety and, like, body positivity in a world that promotes, like, one body that we're all supposed to have.
Yeah.
So...
And also, like, even if girls aren't, like, totally aware of it, those things affect their daily life and affect their self-esteem, like how the media portrays women. So I think it's definitely a ton.
Talk about that just for a second, because when you open a magazine and you see women and they all are at a perfect, everybody has kind of a cookie cutter perfection to them. What is that? What message is sent to young women?
I mean, it's saying that we're all supposed to look one way and that you have to be thin and blonde. Not so much blonde anymore, but, like, thin and, like, tall and have, like, certain characteristics to, like, be perceived as beautiful. And that's a really unhealthy thing for young girls to a message for them to mm-hmm. have.
And that your worth is tied up in how you look and how appealing you are to men also. Like, I think that breaking that down is important too. Yeah.
And so, you know, so this is a, it seems to me historically men have put these ads together.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like more and more women are probably participating in the layout of these things. But the signal and the message there has to be sort of conflicting to you, the reader, because on one hand, you've grown up with this culture. I have to look a certain way to be appealing to whomever. But then at the same time, I kind of hate that I have to feel that.
Yeah, is
that,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, am I yeah. getting close?
Yes.
And so, and every young woman here today probably has those same conflicts. So when you open a magazine, what do you feel when you look at those ads?
I mean, I don't look like that, so.
Yeah. Do you feel empowered, which is what they want you to feel, to go buy the product?
Usually
right?
not.
I think that some magazines are, like, changing the way they, like, yeah. what type of models they put in their magazines so that someone can open a magazine and see someone that they look like, and that feels empowering.
Right.
But opening a magazine and seeing someone that doesn't look like you at all and expecting yourself to look like that, that's not empowering.
Also, I think, like, with social media and with more, like, independent kind of, like, TV being made and movies being made, there's a lot more diversity of women and just people in general being represented mm-hmm. in the media, which is really cool. So I kind of, like, I especially like to sort of seek out that kind of media and support it.
Well, this
sure.
is great. You guys are our first two interviews this morning, and we're going to post this on the website.
Okay.
This will be on the Marin Teen, what is it? Marin Teen
Girl conference.
I keep yeah. saying women's conference, but it's really everybody under 18, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. almost everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. And thanks so much for being our first guest
today.
Thank
you so much.
Radio. You guys were great.
Hello, Penguin Radio. We are here with
Leanna Hartmore from Zero Breast Cancer.
And she's going to talk to us about Zero Breast Cancer.
At Zero Breast Cancer, we do breast cancer risk reduction campaigns because what youth do impacts breast cancer risk later in life, especially preteens and teens, but also into college. So what you do, staying healthy, exercising, you want to eat healthy and reduce the chemicals that are in your personal care products or your cleaning products are all things you can do to reduce breast cancer risk later in life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share with you a hike that we have in September. It's September 28th at 9 a.m. in Old Mill Park, Mill Valley.
And is this your first time here at the Marin
Teen Girl conference? This is our third year, I believe. It's a really Ooh. Great conference. Lots of teens here that are really excited to learn about everything that is going on.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why are the breast cancer rates so high in Marin?
So they're actually not so high in Marin anymore.
Is that, that's a myth?
It used to be high in Marin.
Uh-huh.
And we actually started out as our organization because breast cancer rates were higher in Marin. But it's no longer the fact. And they think some of that might be due to hormone replacement therapy being less common when combination hormone replacement therapy, just as well as maybe part of it was a fluke. It's not really known exactly why rates were so high in the 90s, but they're not higher than elsewhere in California. They're still high because...
Yeah. Any correlation from being immediately downwind from the Chevron refinery for all those years?
There's no evidence
that's
that's... I mean, there's no evidence that that's what... Yeah.
Okay. Are there areas of the country where the breast cancer rates were comparable in the 90s? Or was Marin the
Marin
highest?
Marin was the highest in...
In the entire country?
Yes.
Isn't that outrageous?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys must be doing great work. Where are you located?
So we're in San Rafael, right near where we are today on San Pedro. And we do breast cancer risk reduction around the Bay Area with our different campaigns. One of them is Girls New Puberty, where we talk about breast cancer risk reduction for preteens because early puberty is a risk factor for breast cancer later in life.
How can people contact you and get more information?
So zerobreastcancer.org is our website, and we've got forms there to fill out to get more information. And we'd love to have you sign up for our newsletter, those sorts of things.
Thank you so much for joining us. Everybody check out zerobreastcancer.org to learn more and participate in the hike they're hosting on June 3rd.
No, September 28th. Oh, September 28th. And you can sign up by June 3rd.
Sign up by June 3rd. Thank you so much.
Hello, I am here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference with Bruce Birch. And what are you here doing, Bruce?
Well, it's really nice to be here. It's all girls, and the guys aren't allowed to walk around, so we're just having fun out here in where all the booths are. I'm the producer pro bono of the Youth Poster Contest. We started this 3 years ago. It's the Summer of Love Poster Contest. It was meant just to be a one-year program, and it sort of exploded. So it's a poster contest on social justice, women's rights, immigration, climate change, really anything that youth in Marin are interested in. So the contest is open for any youth ages 12 to 18. It's free. We have $2,500 worth of prizes, which makes it the most prize-worthy, if you will, contest in the United States for youth. So we're really excited to be here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference.
That sounds great. And where can people find you?
The best place is to go to our website, which is youthpostercontest.org. It's got prizes. It's got deadlines. So the contest is open now. We have a submission deadline of May 10th at Riley Street Art Supply, where the youth bring their posters in. So the first year we had 90 posters. Last year we had 240 posters, so a 250% increase. This year we're expecting even more. But it's sponsored by the Marin County Office of Education, by the Marin Community Foundation, by Bank of Marin. We have 10 sponsors that have sort of all jumped on board because they really want to encourage youth to stand up and speak out about issues that are important to them.
That's great. And it sounds like it's really been connecting with people, and that's awesome. So they can find you at your website. And okay. Thank you for speaking with me
today.
Nice
to talk to you. Thank you for being here.
We're taking a picture. Look, we got a picture. All right. Radio.dominican.edu here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference, and I'm here with Dawn Carney. Well, this isn't your first appearance on Penguin Radio, that's for sure, but this is in person, so why don't you tell us why you're here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference?
Well, number one, I'm here to support young women speaking up for themselves and finding their place in the world. And number two, I'm here to promote the Marin County Youth Corps. We're always looking for young people to support other young people when they're in a jam.
Can you tell us more maybe about the mission of that Marin County Youth Corps?
The Marin County Youth Corps' goal is to keep kids out of the juvenile justice system. If a kid finds their way into the juvenile justice system, it's highly likely they'll find their way incarcerated as an adult. So it's the best step to break that school-to-prison pipeline issue.
So do you guys just come to conferences like this and speak out about it, or are you heavy online? What do you guys do as an organization?
Well, we're sponsored by the Marin YMCA. If you go to the Marin YMCA website, you'll find us there under restorative justice. The Youth Court's based on restorative justice, not punishment. We think a young person should have the opportunity to learn from a mistake rather than be stigmatized and punished for it. And we're also based on trauma-informed care. So we really help kids deal with the trauma that they have that tends to get them in hot water with authority figures.
So is this the first time for your organization here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference?
Yes, it is. I'm very pleased to be one of the men invited to be here.
As am I. I'm pleased to have you on the air with us here today, and I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks very much.
All right, awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hello, Penguin Radio. We are here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference with Kate and Fiona. And what are you guys part of an organization here, or are you guys here just checking everything out?
We're just checking everything out. We've never been here before.
We're kind of newcomers. We saw the Being Adept station, and we have that at our school, so that was pretty cool to see.
Oh, wow. So you learned about the Marin Teen Girl Conference from your school?
There's something here called Being Adept, and we learned about that at our school, and we saw them going around with their ambassadors.
Oh, wow. So what are you looking to get out of this conference?
Maybe learn some new skills.
What have you done so far? What have you learned so far? I saw that you guys were dancing in the
this big room. Oh, yeah, we did some jazzercise.
Jazzercise? What is jazzercise?
I think it's dancing for exercise.
Oh, that's very cool. What else have you guys done?
We heard an inspirational talk by this woman, and she was a volleyball player who struggled with mental illness and body positivity.
Oh, I see. So yeah. Did you get anything out of that? Was that truly inspiring?
Yeah.
You liked it? Okay. What are you looking forward? Because there are a lot of talks here today.
Yeah, I think we're heading off to the career path one next.
Career path one?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what you're going to do in the future? Kate, Fiona?
I don't know. I like dentistry, so.
Dentistry?
Yeah.
And you?
I'm thinking going into the medical field, like ER doctor or surgeon.
ER doctor.
I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I heard a lot about that. Actually, my roommates are bio and nursing majors. Yeah. They love that show as well. So I'm assuming you guys want to go to college. Have you heard of mm-hmm. Dominican University?
I'm actually wearing a camp shirt from Dominican right now.
Dominican. What camp was it?
It was a sports camp. I play a lot of sports, so I've done lots of the camps over the years. So.
What sports?
I play basketball right now, and I also play some tennis and volleyball, too. So.
Do you play sports?
Yeah, I do cheerleading, and yeah, I do cheerleading.
Wow, well, you should go to some of the camps at Dominican. Yeah. Do you know what college you would want to go to?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go to, like, an Ivy League school. That would definitely be optimal. I know that's a bit of a stretch, but...
No, go for it. I say go for it. Well, thank you, Kate and Fiona, for joining us today on Penguin Radio. Hope you enjoy the rest of this conference.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, I am at the Marin Teen Girl Conference, and I am here with Lindsay and Kate. And what are you two here for today?
So we're here with Team Enough, which is a student or youth-led organization that helps combat gun violence. And so we're here to educate kids and help them maybe sign up for Team Enough, which is a chapter of the Brady Campaign, which is, I guess, the more like broadly known organization. And we lobby, we educate youth and elders. What else do we do? We put on events.
We do a lot of also like youth voter registration because there's a huge, there's a lot of power within the students, we think, especially because this issue does hit so close to home with the prevalence of school shootings and things. So we're really just here to grow our organization as well as empower teen girls to get involved and change their communities.
That sounds great. So why do you guys think it is important for you specifically to be involved with this and teen girls?
So I got involved with this about a couple years ago. I was interviewing this girl who was actually in the Parkland shooting just for like my school newspaper, and hearing about her trauma and what she's been going through since was just crazy for me to hear. It was terrible. And I recently just went to a training in San Diego, and they were talking about why youth need to get involved, because you cannot wait until this happens to you. This has been happening more and more recently, and so it's time for the kids that are being affected by this to really rise up and show that we're not going to stand for this, and it's a problem that needs to be solved before other lives are taken.
Mm-hmm.
Gun violence affects millions of Americans, and it is a problem every day. Even after Parkland, there's been the Santa Fe High School shooting. There was recently just the shooting in New Zealand. There's so many often preventable gun violence shootings, and innocent people are losing their lives. So it's a real issue that we want to make a change, because it definitely is preventable.
And not just the mass shootings that we're seeing on the news. It's shootings that happen every single day. Recently, like, we've been talking a lot about family fire and how to combat that. So I guess just educating people on how to keep their guns in a safe place. It's not about taking away guns, because we want to all work together to solve this issue so that innocent lives aren't taken. And it's not just the mass shootings. It's the shootings that happen every single day in the specifically black and brown communities and other places around the world that action really needs to happen.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you have any kind of specific things that you'd want more people to be aware of as it relates to gun violence?
I guess in Marin County, if this is where the radio is, I think a big thing we think, because it's a very liberal area, that there aren't that many guns, but in reality, there are. So I think there's a lot of kids I actually just found out today that kids 5 through 14, 75% of them know where the guns are in their home. And that's very dangerous if you're a young kid and you get your hands on a gun and you're like, oh, what do I do with this, you know? And there's preventable shootings that happen every single day. So I think more just maybe keeping your ammunition away from your gun in your home. Or if people come over to your house saying, hey, talk to the parents. Hey, like, this is where we have our guns. Or if you're babysitting at a house, you know, like, this is where we keep our guns. Make sure that our kids stay away from this if they're young.
Yeah, I'd really like to urge people to just educate themselves, learn what, like, proper gun safety is, learn how you can help your community prevent gun violence, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And then finally, where can people find you? Is there a place at the conference you're going to be, or do you guys have a website? Are there any resources you'd want to point people to about gun violence?
Yeah, so I'm in the process of setting up the Team Enough Marin website, but there is the Team Enough Bay Area website that you can look at. There's also the Brady Campaign website. We can find us. You can find us on Instagram, Team Enough Marin, Team Enough Bay Area. There's also the National Team Enough Instagram account. There's the Brady Buzz, which is the Brady Campaign Instagram account. At the Marin Teen Girl Conference, we're in the back of the room. And you can also text Team Enough to 877-877 to get updates on events that are going on in the area and how you can further help.
Great. So it sounds like you guys are doing really good work. Thank you for speaking with me about this.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Well, we're here with Victoria Garrick, and you're speaking here today. We're at the Marin Teen Girls Conference. You are a volleyball player at USC, but more importantly, you're speaking out to and helping young women, not only in California and the Bay Area, but probably all across the nation. Can you talk to us about what you've been doing and your mission?
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah. I just finished the keynote at the Marin Teen Girl Conference. It was really special. I just shared my story as a Division I athlete, my transition from high school to college, and I experienced mental health issues that I never knew I could be affected by. And so I have been kind of going around and speaking and sharing that story because I want other girls to know that these things happen. It's okay that they happen, and there's the right ways to go about the healing process and understanding it.
So not only are you a Division I athlete, like you said, you did the panel here today. You've done a lot of stuff, TED Talks. You've been all over media. Can you tell us about your personal experience with things like that and advocating for, you know, different things like body image and all those different topics?
It's been exciting to use my platform for those issues because growing up, I never could have imagined I would be posting like a no makeup selfie or a picture where I have stretch marks. And now I just do. And that's kind of why I'm able to give a speech like this, is because people enjoy seeing that content, which is real. So it's been interesting to be a part of media in a way I never knew was possible for me.
And how much does it mean to you, talk a little bit about, you know, touching other people's lives, especially young women and young girls, when, you know, maybe you did or didn't get that kind of information when you were younger?
It means a lot. And sometimes it's hard for me to even understand the impact, you know, a conversation might have or a speech might have. But I love it. Like, I finished my keynote, I can go, but I want to stay and I'm going to wait 2 hours to go to the lunch because I just want to be around the girls and I want mm-hmm. them to feel like they can come talk to me, because sometimes you don't feel like you have someone to talk to.
Right.
And so, I'm excited to be here at lunch and just build those relationships.
Now you're graduating very soon. What are you going to do? I'm sure you're going to continue to pursue this. What are your plans for the future?
Yeah, fortunately, this has been going really well, and I'm going to a New York school at the end of this month, and then in May, I'm going to be going to another conference and another college, so I'm just going to keep riding this wave, this awesome wave where I can continue spreading the word about something I'm super passionate about.
That's great. Now, we want to thank you for coming on the show with us here today.
Thanks, Forrest. Awesome. It was thank great you. Being here.
Welcome in, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. We're here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference, and I'm with the mayor of Larkspur, Ann Morrison, and you're actually chairing this conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about what the conference stands for, what you're doing here, and what you've done so far here today?
Thank you. And Forrest, it's so nice to meet you. So, what a great day, this conference. So the whole theme for this conference is empowered women, empower women. So it's all about, we got these incredible professional women, CEOs, along with TED Talks, along with women who just really get involved in the community and they want to share their stories with these young girls. So this is, we're completely have over 250 girls here, which has been the best amount so far. So what it's all about is we got 18 workshops for them to choose from. We have 2 keynote speakers. We have 22 exhibit tables. So we've got a day full of fun involvement where these girls can totally be themselves. They can meet new friends and they can be empowered by these incredible women who are showing and organizing these workshops. So it's a cool conference.
I like the phrase you used, empowered women, empowering women. That's the first time we've heard that today. And you, of course, a woman in a lot of power, being the mayor of Larkspur. What's the experience been like for you? Or have you been organizing? You're the chair, so I'm sure that goes with a lot of organizing, a lot of planning. What's been your everyday, day-to-day coming up to this event?
I'm exhausted. In a very good way, though. So, you know, Forrest, I've got a great committee, and the committee, this is part of the Marin Women's Commission that I sit on, and the supervisors actually pay for this event. So we really appreciate the supervisors getting involved and allowing us to hold this conference. So the committee's been fabulous, but this is the best part. We had over 100 young girls from every high school in Marin County apply to be an ambassador, and we can only choose 22 out of the 100. So these girls that we chose, they're the ones that really threw the conference. So everything that we decided to do, we would, of course, go to them and say, all right, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? What do you think of this short workshop? So they not only, I gave them 8 different women to choose for the keynote speaker, and they chose 2. And I mean, we're talking, I even reached out to Barbara Boxer. I reached out to London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, and many other incredible women to be keynote speakers. And they chose the 2 that you're going to hear today. So that's really great. And then workshops, we had over probably 50 workshops for these girls to choose, and they chose the 18. The exhibit tables you see here, they chose the exhibit table. So we set it all up, but they made the choices. So I think they did an excellent job, and we put a lot of time. It took over a year to make this conference happen.
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
And just walking around, you know, you get this great vibe when you walk around here. And then, you know, it's a lot of planning on your part. And you hope everything goes to plan, but what's been your favorite part so far here today, just walking around that you've seen or that you've heard or, you know, the different workshops?
What I love is that girls enter. They came and they were enthusiastic. They were excited about their workshops. And you can just tell they were pleased to be here. I didn't feel like they were forced to be here by their parents. I think they personally chose to come to this conference, and that's what it's all about, because we promoted it to be a day of pleasure, a day of fun, a day of learning, and a day just to concentrate on yourself. And they all came here with that attitude. So to me, it is a huge success, and it's just begun.
That's awesome. Now we have Ann Morrison here with us, the mayor of Larkspur and the chair of the Marin Teen Girls Conference. We want to thank you for coming on the air.
Great.
With us.
Thanks, Forrest.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you are listening to Penguin Radio, and I'm here with Kyla on the Marin Women's Commission. Could you tell us a little bit more about the planning process and everything you went through to get to today?
Yeah, so this conference is put on by the Marin Women's Commission, but most of the actual organization is done by the teen girls themselves, so the teen girl ambassadors. So back in August, we had a bunch of girls apply to join and be ambassadors, and then we had meetings with them starting like twice a month and then getting more as we got closer to the date. And they like picked the workshops, solicited donations for all the goodie bags, and a lot of the heavy lifting did they themselves. So as a commissioner, I didn't actually have to do too much because the girls were amazing this year.
Oh, wow. So how do you pick the selection that they choose from? How do you choose?
Yeah, so a lot of them are people that we've had in before. Mm-hmm. At the end of the conference, we have girls do surveys about what they liked. And so the people who they were interested in or who got really good responses, we'll ask them to come back. And then we talk to people in the community that we know and get suggestions from the girls themselves about other things. So, for example, we have a workshop on women in hip-hop today. And that was one of my coworkers, Kayla Love, who I've seen do presentations before. So I suggested that. And then the girls get a big chunk of applications, and they all go through them and pick the ones that seem the most interesting and relevant to them.
And what do the girls go through to become these
ambassadors to choose all these events for the other teen girls?
Yeah, it's an application process. It's a pretty straightforward application. They answer some questions about themselves, and then we as commissioners go through all that and pick the girls. And again, a lot of them have done it the year before as well. So we have some people come back, and we have some new people every year.
So tell us a little bit more about yourself. How did you get to doing all this Marin teen girl stuff? You said you went to UC Davis.
Yes. So I went to UC Davis. I actually found out about the Marin Women's Commission at an event for work where one of the commissioners was there, and she told me about that. And they were looking for someone from my district, which is District 2, like San Anselmo, Corte Madera, that area in there. And so I decided to apply. I didn't actually know that much about what the Marin Women's Commission did before I applied. But I've been on the commission for about 2 years, and it's been a really rewarding experience, especially planning the Teen Girls Conference. It's something I'm really passionate about. I work for a nonprofit that does college and financial aid counseling, so I work with teenagers a lot, so it's very in my wheelhouse.
That's wonderful. So you started everything back in August. Mm-hmm. So this long process, what is it like seeing everything laid out now on this day? Seeing everything,
it's super amazing. There's so many girls here, and they're so excited. So it's really rewarding to kind of see that all come to fruition, and finally, after all this work, meeting multiple times every month since August, to actually see it to come together and how successful it is really rewarding.
What has been your favorite part so far? Seeing everything unroll.
Well, so far the keynote speaker was amazing. The girls really connected with her, so I was really happy to see that. But we're at the beginning of the day, so there'll be a lot more happening. I kind of wish I could be in some of the workshops myself that the girls are doing, because there's some really interesting and important topics being covered. So,
what are you looking forward to today as well?
Well, we have another keynote speaker at lunch, so I'm really working forward to see what she has to say as well. As well as just getting to meet some of the girls. I'm also at the 10,000 Degrees table, which is the organization I work for, so we get to meet some of the girls and talk to them there. So just getting to interact and know them.
What do you talk to the women about at the 10,000 Degrees table?
Yeah, so 10,000 Degrees is a college access and success nonprofit. So we have like a college Jeopardy game for them to play there, and just kind of talking about who we are as an organization and like the importance of college and the importance of college for women and for their career prospects and stuff like that.
Where can we get more information on that? Is there a website?
On 10,000 Degrees?
Yeah.
It's just 10,000degrees.org. So it's the number 10,000 and then 10,000 the word degrees.org.
Well, thank you, Kayla, for joining us today on Penguin Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, everybody. We are back live at the Marin Teen Girls Conference for 2019 here in San Rafael. And our guests are Emmy and Zoe.
Hi,
it's nice to have you guys. Pull that mic right up here close to your mouth, because I want to hear every word you say.
Okay.
How was the session? You just came out of a session, the meditation thing. Was it great?
Yeah, it was really great. Yeah,
were we too loud?
No.
Good. Were you meditating? Are you in a good place right now?
Kind of sleepy, yes. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
Okay, good. It's good session so far?
Yes.
You're learning
a lot
of stuff?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So we learned how to deal with stress that we would come across, like schoolwork and grades
and whatever's like going on in our lives, and ways to deal with it, be in the moment, be present, how to calm yourself down when you're feeling stressed.
Tell me how to calm myself down. I'm feeling very stressed right now.
Like
how do I calm down?
You could take a walk or deep breaths or pet your dog
or cat. My cat.
This is the closest I have.
Or you can sit down and find like emotion and connect it to somewhere you feel in your body. Like if you're mad, you can feel it in your chest, or if you're sad, you can feel it in a pit in your stomach, or anything like that.
Conference is good though.
Yes.
And you heard Tori Garrick talk earlier from the USC volleyball player. Inspiring?
Oh my
gosh,
yes.
So inspiring.
Yeah, she's cool, huh? She did a little interview here a few minutes ago.
Because I'm kind of like, I'm into sports too, so.
Talk about that. So we're from Dominican. We're a D2 school.
That's awesome.
Where are you going to college?
I don't know yet. I'm only a freshman.
Okay, and what do you play? What are you good at?
Well, I do pole vault, and I do sprinting, and I'm the goalie for my soccer team. So
we have a good track team over at Dominican, and we're just down the road.
Ooh.
And you have a good radio voice. What about you? What are you good at?
So I'm a swimmer and a water polo player.
Wow.
So I like to be in the water, and it was really inspiring because she, like, built up from, like, not being expected to do that well, and then she became like amazing, and that just was really inspiring to me.
It also meant a lot because I used to do competitive gymnastics, and I would get that feeling of just I wanted to cry and I would shake, And
what do you mean? Because you didn't feel like you were good enough?
Yeah, and also I was just so stressed.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I was going to perform well. And I thought I was, like, the only one who got that because everyone else seemed like they were doing great.
Right,
and
but they all feel it.
Yeah, but everyone else feels it, so.
I have to ask you about that. I just interviewed a young lady a few days ago about, she was a gymnast, and about the balance beam. It's always, I can't even watch it.
That's probably it.
Because if you do a flip or something and hit your head, that's it.
Yeah.
Did you do the balance beam?
Yes, I did.
How gnarly is that?
Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the event that got me most.
Really?
I would, like, go up and I would be shaking and I would just be sweating and be like, you just gotta chill out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Water polo. How did you get involved in that? That's a real woman's sport right
there. So my friend Olivia, her mom, is a water polo coach. And she was like, so I used to run cross country. And she was like, you'd be really good because you swim and you run. So you should play water polo. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. And I didn't think I would like it because my cousin played it and it's really dangerous and everyone's like scratching each other. But I actually really liked it.
Below the water line, everybody's fighting down there, right? Wow.
Yes.
That's what I've heard about it. It's a pretty tough sport. Yeah. You're listening to Penguin Radio, everybody. We are at the Marin Girls Conference of 2019 with Emmy and Zoe. What are you looking forward to other sessions this afternoon?
Yes.
What, is there one that stands out in particular that you're psyched about?
Yoga? I'm really excited for the yoga one.
Yeah, we're doing yoga.
So you meditated. Now you're going to do some yoga.
Yeah.
Just get yourself in a good place.
I'm wearing jeans. I don't know how that's going to work for that.
Probably be okay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And is this your first year here at this thing?
This is my first session.
This is my second year.
Your second year?
Yes.
Okay, good. And you're getting a lot out of it?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
All right, good. You want to give a shout out to anybody? I mean, we're live, and I know they're not listening right now, but this will be posted on the Marin Teen Conference website. So if you want to give a shout out now and have your friends listen later, or your mom.
I give a shout out to my friend Maddie, who actually works here, and she's the one that told me to come. So thanks, Maddie.
And you're glad?
Yes.
That you came?
Yes, very
That's
glad.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mill Valley. I go to TAM. So.
Yeah,
Tam High.
I guess we'll give a shout out to Maddie, too. That's where I learned
about Maddie's
this.
Getting a lot of love right now.
Love you, Maddie.
All right. Emmy and Zoe, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio. Thanks for being on, you guys.
Thank you.
Is it not down? Okay. Hello from the Marin Teen Girl Conference. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And I am here with Caroline and Chess, who are at the conference as well. So what brought you guys here today? What were you looking to find out?
Well, just trying to educate ourselves, and also the snacks are pretty good. Not going to lie, the lunch is pretty good. But also learning about just a lot of things. There's a lot of different classes to take.
Yeah, I've been here for the past two conferences, last year and the year before. And it was just really fun to see all these girls come together and learn about different things.
Yeah, like mindfulness was in
yeah,
my last
mindfulness.
Class. Yeah, about self-love.
And how did your last class go, the mindfulness?
It was pretty good. We mostly did meditation during it, and it, like, helped a lot because I have a lot going on right now at school, and it kind of just helped me, like, ground myself. So it was really cool.
Mm-hmm. We did this, like, cool exercise. We did the meditation mindfulness, but there was also this scenario where you would say something nice to your friend and trying to apply that to yourself. So helping not only your friends out, but, like,
helping yourself, because like you always say nice things to your friend if they come to you with a problem, but when you turn to yourself, it's like, do you say the same things that you say to your friends, or do you say more hateful things to yourself
and judge yourself more rather than your friend?
Yeah, that makes sense. And you find those kind of mindfulness and meditation exercises, those help with school stress and things that you're going through?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you were here for two previous years, and what keeps you coming back?
Well, I think it's just fun because there are different workshops every year, and sometimes not that I don't have access to, like, learn all this stuff, you know, online or something, but it's cool to, like, hear people speak about these things and different people who have more experience and, of course, us high schoolers. And
everyone's stories, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the booths walking by, there's a bunch of booths in the hallways that give out a bunch of free stuff, but also, like, it's really fun. There's a lot of hallways.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a favorite workshop you've attended, or a booth, or any kind of good moment you want to share?
I think my last one, the mindfulness, was the best for me because it really helped ground me.
Yeah, I didn't go to the same one that she went to, but I have a couple. So there was one about college. At the time, I was a sophomore, so I was just kind of curious about that whole route. And then another one where a couple or a few women came in talking about their careers, how they kind of started, you know, from high school and then into college. And yeah,
that's great. And so you guys have really, it sounds like you've had a good experience here, and that's awesome. So thank you for talking with me today.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Khadija and Emma, and you guys are ambassadors for the Marin Teen Girls Conference. Now, can you tell us a little bit about how you became an ambassador, first of all?
So I went to the conference 2 years ago and really, really loved it. And unfortunately, I couldn't apply last year, but this year I got really excited. I had some extra time, and you apply, and it's really fun.
I actually had never been to the Teen Girls Conference until last year when I became an ambassador. I heard about it through my school, and I kind of just signed up, and I kind of got interested with how it was all led by women. So.
And where do you guys go to school?
We both go to TAM.
Yeah. Oh, we both go to TAM. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as an ambassador, can you tell us a little bit about the day-to-day leading up to the conference and then what it's been like for you guys today?
Yeah, so we start planning in around September, and at the beginning we meet maybe every 3 weeks, once a month, but since like January, I think we've been meeting every other week, and we do a lot of, we try to get a lot of sponsors, we contact workshop, you know, we have like 18 workshops this year, so we have to contact all those people, we have exhibitors, so it's a lot of communication, it's a lot of planning, and
Yeah, and like the keynote speakers too, we need to tell them ahead of time so they can prepare, and then it's all a lot of like communication, as she said, like if this person can come, like what time, like organizing all the events.
Yeah.
Now, being here as a participant and then being here as an ambassador, can you talk about your first time here and then the difference in the two times for you?
Yeah, I mean, now I'm running around a little bit more than I did 2 years ago. But it's awesome. I didn't this year like facilitate a workshop, so I'm more just helping everyone as they need it. I remember when I came a couple of years ago, you know, it felt very smooth, and you know, there's, now that I'm an ambassador, there's bumps here and there that I'm trying to like, you know, stabilize. But yeah, it's really good.
And being your first time, what have you thought about the conference so far?
Well, last year was my first time as an ambassador, but I've never been to the conference before.
Okay.
But definitely, like, this year I play a bigger role with, like, introducing keynote speakers and, like, more running around with her. but the first time when I came here as an ambassador last year, I was like, what is going on? Because I didn't know there was so much work behind all of this to make it go smooth.
Now, can you tell us your favorite maybe point that the conference is trying to get across for young women?
Favorite message? I would say as women, we can do almost anything.
Yeah, I really like, I mean, this is completely run by women, led by women. I mean, women really do everything for this, and there are no men involved, which is like nice because that's never ever the case. And so, you know, being able to like take a leadership role and show other girls that they can take a leadership role without, you know, like being bossy or annoying. Like, that's really awesome.
So there's been a lot of people here, a lot of notable people. Who's a favorite person that you've maybe talked to or met so far today?
I love Victoria Garrick. She's so nice. She came to dinner last night with us, and she's just so personable. Like, you know, she was our keynote speaker, and she talked on stage. She had a great personality, but she's the same exact way in like regular day-to-day life. So she was awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I also have been emailing Vicky Tsai. She's one of our keynote speakers after lunch, and it's incredible to see how she balances her motherhood and like her business and how she started her own business, which was pretty cool to me to read about.
So you guys both go to TAM. Are you planning on going to college? Where are you going to college? What do you want to study?
I'm a junior right now, so I don't know where I'm going to go to college, and I am 100% undecided as to what I want to study.
I'm actually a senior, and I want to go into nursing.
Okay.
I actually have a few options with the UCs, and I'm hoping, I got waitlisted at Berkeley, so I'm hoping to get into there. But if not, I think I might just go to community college and do my prereqs for nursing there.
That's great. Yeah. I want to thank both of you for coming on the air with us today. All right. Thank you. You're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference. I'm with Andy and Margot, and you guys just got out of a workshop. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did in the workshop and also what you guys have been doing today?
This was Sexplanation 10th through 12th grade, and we did a sex trivia game.
Like Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Did a sex Jeopardy game. Did either of you win?
No.
No.
Did either of you answer any questions?
Yeah.
Did everybody answer a question?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you want to talk about the questions that you answered? That's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was different categories, like about birth control, sexuality.
Okay.
Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
What's been your favorite part today about this whole experience?
Just Probably there's a lot of different booths that give away free stuff, which is really cool.
Like, we got free stickers if you guys want a sticker.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've had a lot of people talk to you today. Who's been your favorite?
Probably the people in there with the Planned Parenthood.
Okay.
They've been very nice and helpful.
Nice. So 10th through 12th grade, so where do you guys go to high school?
Drake.
Drake, both of you. Do you guys know each other before today?
Yes.
Did you guys come together?
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool. Where you guys want to go to college, do you know?
I don't know yet.
No, I don't
know. No? Do you know what you want to study in college?
No.
No. Just kind of going, flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. You guys have lunch, which is neither of you have eaten. You have a lot of stuff coming up later. Do you know what are you looking forward to? Anybody? There's a lot of speakers today.
Well, later we're doing a vaping workshop, which I think is going to be really interesting. I'm just learning about that.
Why? Why is it interesting?
Well,
just for awareness about vaping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a PSA on vaping. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, we'll let you guys go eat, and we thank you for stopping by here with us today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You are listening to Penguin Radio, and we are here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference with Kendra and Isabella. You guys are participants here. What has been your favorite part of this conference so far?
I just really like hearing other people's stories and what they like think about like being a teen and like maybe some struggles they've gone through and stuff like that.
Has it been inspiring for you?
Yeah, definitely.
Give you an insight on other things? Yeah,
yeah, I definitely agree. Sharing my own story, like Kendra said, and listening to others, kind of relating with them has been really nice, knowing that like what I go through is not just me, but with other people too.
And that's really important. I'm glad that you guys came here. So who told you about this conference? Is this your first year here?
Yeah, this is my first time here. A bunch of our parents made like a group chat, and they just like told. Yeah, I don't really know how we found out. But
yeah, my mom just told me yesterday, oh, you're going to this girls conference thing with your friends.
And what were you expecting when you first came here?
I was kind of expecting to just, like, listen to, like, someone talk, but it's a lot more, like, fun.
Same. I thought there would be more speakers. Like, we had one in the beginning, but then we also, like, broke off into other groups, and we also got to talk ourselves, and I thought that was really nice.
Oh, so it's a mixture of sharing stories and hearing stories. That's nice. Yeah. Is there anything you're looking forward to? I saw there's so many things coming up.
I don't exactly remember what my next thing is, but I'm excited to like do another activity.
Yeah,
that's great. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. What high school do you go to?
We're both in eighth grade. We go to Hall Middle School. I'm 14. Very athletic. I do swimming. I'm pretty adventurous. Love hanging out with friends.
Yeah, we're both going to hopefully the same high school.
Yeah, Redwood.
Redwood?
Yeah, I'm also 14. I enjoy being in musicals, acting, singing, dancing. Love all the arts. I also love doing sports also.
That's great. Do you guys know what you want to do in the future? I know that's a big question, but say you're finally in college, you're studying. What would you be studying for? What's your end goal? Do you have an idea?
Yeah, I have a little idea. Maybe, like, I mean, a dream of mine has always been to be a professional athlete.
Wow.
But I like building stuff a lot and also interior design.
Like
building houses, or, like, I built a doghouse.
Wow, that's amazing.
Stairs and just, like, chairs and tables, like, just anything, really, yeah.
And you?
In college, I want to have an acting major. I'm really passionate about acting and kind of just like what we're doing here. We're sharing stories also on the stage. You like share a story like within a musical. So
why say go for it? Get your biggest dreams done. You guys have the potential to do anything.
Thank you
for being here on Penguin Radio with us. Hope you have fun the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Hello, Penguin Radio. We are at the Marin Teen Girl Conference with Amanda and Callan. So what brought you guys here today?
Well, I just thought it would be a really cool opportunity to learn about other women in this community.
Same thing. All of our parents like communicated, and I'm really happy it came.
When did you learn about this? Is this your first year here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. And what do you do on your free time? What's something fun you do?
I like to swim and play soccer, hang out with friends, and sleep.
I like to read, hang out with friends. I do a lot of homework because my school gives a lot of homework. So.
And do you like that? No. Is that a good thing? Well, what are you guys looking forward to in this event today?
I'm looking forward to hearing the next speaker. I thought this morning the speaker was super inspiring, and I just want to hear another one.
What was the most inspiring thing about this last speaker?
She just had a really interesting story, and she went from not having a great life to improving her life, and now she is thriving, and she's a great speaker.
I'm excited for our next workshop thing. I think it's vision boards, and I think that seems cool.
Vision boards are fun. I believe I did one during the summer. We just pasted a bunch of things that we would like to do in the future, but I could be totally wrong. It could be something different. What did you guys do in your last workshop?
We talked about real talk, and we just talked about problems that teen girls face as they're growing up.
We wrote a bunch of messages on sticky notes and stuck them on a bunch of different boards, and then we talked about that. It was really cool.
That is very cool. It's really important to talk about things, get knowledge from other people, and share your stories. Do you guys know, I know it's a big question, what you want to do in the future once you've graduated college?
Yeah, I think after college I want to become a doctor and have a family.
Aw, okay. Amanda?
I'm not sure exactly. Maybe something with law, or maybe an architect or something with houses. Kind of general, but
it's okay. I didn't know until I actually made it to college, so you guys have a lot of time to think. Would you like to give anybody a shout out?
My cousin Anouk goes to school here. Hi Anouk.
To Dominican University.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Penguin Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Everybody, you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're here at the Marin Teen Girls Conference, and I'm here with Cheyenne Sykes. Well, you're on a panel today, but you're also a student at Dominican University of California, where the radio station is located. You're very familiar. You had a DJ show, DJ Loki.
I am.
You talked about movies, I believe.
Yeah, my show was called the Midgardian Movie Minute, and right. It was great because I got to give my opinions about movies that I didn't like and movies that I did like, and trash on, say movies are trash without having any regrets. It was great.
That's great. Now, you're here today to talk on a panel. Before you talk to us about what you'll be saying on that panel, why don't you tell us how you got here? What got you here? Why are you here?
Well, I kind of have a history with the Marin Teen Girls Conference because I was a Marin Teen Ambassador when I was in high school, I think freshman year to sophomore year, end of sophomore year. And so I was fairly involved with the process on how they planned the events, and I was part of the event. And so because of that, I had connections to the Women's Commission. And then my mom was a former commissioner on the Women's Commission. And so I came to volunteer in her place, and they wanted me to come back because apparently I did so great.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. Now, so you're not new to the Teen Girl Conference.
I am not.
And so you're on a panel today. Can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be talking about on that panel?
Sure. So my panel, or my workshop that I'm going to be on a panel on, I'm not sure if that sentence made sense, but it's okay. I'm going to be talking about what college is really like. And so depending on the mood, depending on how, what kind of questions we have, I'll give real answers to, what college is really like. I can attest to, as a student at Dominican University, I have, firsthand experience of what college is like. And so I feel like it's important for young girls, especially if they're in high school and they're looking at different colleges, depending on their age, even if they're a freshman and sophomore, they should be thinking about, at least thinking about what kind of college they want to go to, or an idea of what they want to do as a career. And so, depending on what the mood is, what questions we get, I'll answer them. I'll answer them the way that I can.
So there's a little bit of a purpose behind that, introducing what college is actually like. Is there a purpose or a goal that you want to make sure gets ingrained in these young women's heads?
I mean, honestly, I feel like, I mean, I can attest to that college is worth going to. Mm-hmm. Like, it's worth, you know, it's worth all the tears that you cry. It's worth all the anger that you feel sometimes. But it's not for everybody. You know, it depends on whether or not you think that you are capable of going through the ringer, because college will put you through it. And so I really want them to feel like they're not obligated to go if they don't want to, but to know that that is an option for them.
So I know you're here to be a speaker. Is there somebody that you've met so far here today that you maybe look up to or, you know, aspire to be like, or just love the story that they had?
Well, I mean, Stuart Horn over here is pretty great, and he's my professor in my public speaking class, and he was obviously my professor for the radio class. But aside from Stu, because he's great.
Because this is the women's conference.
Yeah, know. Yeah. I suppose I should. honestly, I think Anne Morrison was really, really great. She put all of this together, and she's really, really generous with her time, and she's an incredibly kind woman. And, you know, she's just really generous and genuine. And so I really appreciate being around her, because even just being in her presence is kind of inspiring and enlightening.
Yeah, we had her on the show earlier, and she, you know, Mayor of Larkspur, she was really good here on the mm-hmm. show. Well, Cheyenne, thank you for coming on and talking with us here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference.
Thank you, Forrest.
All right.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Penguin Radio's live broadcast from the Marin Teen Conference for 2019. Margot Rohrbacher is here, the famous police officer from San Rafael, but now in Larkspur.
Central Marin Police now, yes.
Central Marin Police now. And so what do you do there?
I am the public information officer for Central Marin Police, and I'm doing media relations, social media management, and community engagement with events like this great event.
Yeah, this is a great event, isn't it? Now, are you a part of this every year?
This is our first year participating, and we couldn't have had a better day, and we're hoping we come back next year.
Yeah, this has been a really great day and really good energy throughout the place. And you're here with other police officers?
Yes, Sergeant Jenna McVeigh and Officer Charlene Cunningham and Officer Juliana Droko. And they've done, Juliana was on a career panel this morning, and then we just presented our workshop, which is Straight Talk with the Law.
Yeah.
And it was a really, really good session where it's, you know, any question you've ever wanted to ask, there's no limit, and it's, you know, private with a, you know, small, relatively small group, and it was great. We could have gone another hour easily.
So the Santa Fe part of your career, when you were working downtown on, what is it, Fifth Avenue?
Yes.
You interacted with the public quite often, every day, right?
Every day.
Yeah,
yes.
You're out there cruising, but you don't do that now.
My job in San Rafael was, I was the public information officer, and I was a supervisor of records and business office and property and evidence.
Yeah.
And public information was a part of that job. And then after I retired, I went to Central Marin, where I'm just doing public information.
I see. I know your name when I saw you earlier. Because it seems like over the last 20 years, every time there's a write-up in the IJ, they quote you and Judge Matthew Sweet. It's always the two of you. And so as the public information officer, that's obviously the go-to person to speak on behalf of the department.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you still do that kind of stuff in Larkspur?
I do that in Central Marin, yes.
And, okay.
Our main station is in Larkspur, and then we have another one in San Anselmo. But as public information officer, that's my job, is to work with the media, to do, you know, press releases, do interviews like this.
Yeah.
And now that's certainly expanded to do social media on all our social media channels. And then also do, like I said, community engagement events like this. We do Coffee with the Cop once a month. We do National Night Out events, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and I love it. Love coming to work.
Clearly, you love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could just see it when you're talking to the people. I was watching you. And so it's all young ladies here, with the exception of Forrest and myself, pretty much. We're just part of the less than 1% club here today.
Exactly.
But really good energy throughout the place. What kind of questions were the young women asking you?
Oh, huge variety. At our table that we have, we get a lot of questions about, like, how did you get into this job? How did you become a police officer? And we have a couple of great programs, not just in our department, but a lot of departments in Marin have this. But we have the Explorer program, which is open to kids from 14 to 21. And it's a great way to get in and see if maybe you are interested in a career in law enforcement. And then we also have a cadet program, which is a part-time position for a student that, say, is 18 years of age and perhaps in school and college, and where they can, work in the police department, still go to school, get paid, and then, move on from there. I started out as a cadet at San Rafael.
Is that right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in law enforcement, not only in Marin, but, statewide started as cadets in their department. Officer Droko was a cadet and then was hired out of the cadet program, and we sent her to the police academy.
Isn't that interesting? Sometimes you get exposed to things you didn't even know that you had a love for, and you develop it and make a life out of it.
Exactly. Or you may think, that law enforcement looks like an interesting career path, and get into it and then decide maybe it's not for you. Maybe you're more interested in the fire service or emergency, management or, the medical aspect of public safety. So it's a terrific program. I can't say enough good things about it.
So in your career, you must have seen some crazy stuff.
It's been a lot of varied things. The best thing about working in law enforcement, or really I think in any public safety job, is that you just never know what the day is going to bring. Sometimes when you've made this plan in your mind of all the things you're going to get done this day, and then one phone call or one
changes
call
everything.
Changes everything, and you have to be able to adapt. You have to be able to change on a dime, essentially. But it's also the best thing about the job.
Any dangerous moments? Make it exciting here.
No, I did once deliver a baby on the front stairs of City Hall by myself at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No kidding.
Yes, when I was a police cadet, actually, yes.
Wow, that's breaking in.
Yeah, it was. I trained as an emergency medical technician, so it was okay. It went okay.
Everybody was all right?
Everybody was fine, but again, who would know?
I
didn't go to work that night thinking that that's what was going to happen. So
yeah, you were going to do something else,
exactly.
And you end up delivering a baby. So,
exactly.
Okay. I'm trying to think of major events that involve the police around San Rafael throughout my life. I'm thinking specifically of the floods. I think it was 83 when all of downtown was underwater. Mm-hmm. I remember where A&W used to be.
Yes.
On that corner of Lindaro and 2nd. Totally underwater.
Yes.
4 feet of water. Do you remember that flood?
I do remember, and even if you drove out towards Peacock Gap, remember that the water came up, over the riprap and across Point San Pedro, and it was, people were being evacuated out of their homes by boat. It was kind of unimaginable until it happened.
Yeah, and I live in Peacock Gap, so I've been through a couple of the floods out there, including the one in 83 where we lived on Lagoon Road. And part of the problem with that flood was that the pumps failed that fill the lagoon and then backwash it back into the bay. So it just all came up and over, and luckily we were just out, maybe a foot out of the water. But a lot of houses were under.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about, let's see, so what year did you?
I started when I was actually a student at Dominican. I started in 1979.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay, so do you remember the old courthouse on 4th and A? Were you around then?
I grew up here. I grew up in San Anselmo, so I remember the courthouse, going to the courthouse as a little kid.
Right. Clearly you didn't work there, but
no.
I remember when it burned. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what year that was. Maybe 75?
It was before 79, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely before 79. And, I remember hearing the stories about how they used to, way back in the day, when the bad guys in the county, murderers and bank robbers, and the gallows were in the basement of the courthouse.
I did not know that.
Okay, so I'm not 100% on this, but I'm close. And but if you don't remember, then you don't remember. Any other things about downtown or major events that you were a part of, integral piece of as a police officer?
Well, sadly, you know, we've had certainly a lot of crimes, major crimes in San Rafael. I do remember something, though, at Dominican, that when the convent burned.
I think it was 96.
Yeah, in the early 90s, which was so sad to me because I graduated from there and it was so beautiful.
When I was a kid, that's what I thought of, was that building.
Exactly.
Because that's the one you could see driving by.
Right. It was a Marin landmark. It was a beautiful building and that was so sad.
Yeah, and it got started by some painters.
Exactly. They were trying to beautify it. And,
yeah.
You know, instead of burned to the ground.
Right. And these two people are my students. And I graduated from Dominican and have been working there now.
Go Penguins.
18 years or something. Okay. As a Dominican alum, how about this little piece of trivia? Do you know what the Dominican mascot was before it was a penguin?
No.
Okay.
What was it?
The Hounds. The Hounds.
Really?
The Hounds, which is said to... So as the story goes, St. Dominic de Guzman's mother, giving birth to him, said, I am going to give birth to this child who will then enlighten the world or light the world. And something about the Hounds came from her as well. And anyway, so I found this wrestling bag with the Hounds on it. I said, what is this? And somebody said, that's the mascot prior to 1974, whenever they allowed men to join.
Like a basset hound or a
hound? I'm not okay. Clear.
Well, I never knew about the Hounds, but you know, so from when I started, it had been for a long time the Penguins, and we used to think that the reason it was the Penguins because in the old days when the nuns wore the full habit with the black and the white and the whole thing.
That's still the story.
We used to call, yeah. So, but I didn't know if that was just Dominican folklore or.
No, that they really still go with some, it. Yeah. Okay. Well, all work with the nuns still. Okay. You know, there are still quite a few working at...
But not in that habit, I bet.
None of them in the habit.
No.
No, very rarely do you see anything like that. Any specific Dominican memories that you have that were just really wonderful?
Well, every day was wonderful. Yeah. I loved going to school
there.
I
did too.
It was my go-to school. I went to College of Marin first and graduated with a two-year degree from there and then transferred to Dominican. And
wow, that's exactly how I did it.
Hey, it's the best way to go.
Yeah.
You know? But I think having grown up in San Anselmo, one of the reasons I think I always wanted to go there is when I was a really little kid, my mom's best friend from college lived down in the peninsula, and she had a daughter who was college age, and it was my mom's goddaughter. And that's when it was still all girls. And we would drive out there on the weekend to pick her up because she would come and stay with us for the weekend. And she lived in, I think she lived in Guzman. I think it was, at that time, must have been like the 60s probably, that those were residents, or it was a residence hall.
So I don't think Guzman was ever a residence. You got Pennefort, Fanjo, and Meadowlands.
It was the first building as you make the turn onto Acacia.
Oh, Angelica.
It was Angelica.
Yeah,
that
there
was
you
it.
Go. They
that
did. People did live on the third floor for a while.
And I can remember so clearly being so excited that I could go upstairs and with all these college girls and see. And I think from that age on, I decided that's where I was.
Isn't that
go.
Great? Yeah. And in Angelica Hall is where the radio station is at Dominican.
My gosh.
I know
so
this
perfect.
Is such a tight little circle.
Exactly.
So our guest is Margot Rohrbacher from the.
Central Marin
Police, but of course anybody who's been around San Rafael knows her name if you ever read the IGA, and everybody does. Now, I notice you have 7 stars on your sleeve. What is that? As if you're not a big enough celebrity. 7 of them.
So the 1 star equals 5 years of service.
Uh-huh.
And I actually, this is an older shirt because as of January 1, I actually
8.
Got another
no
one.
No kidding.
Right. So I have to get a new shirt made.
40 years fighting crime.
Yes, and I was only 10 when I started.
Right, oh, clearly. Wow. Well, this is great. So this will be posted on the Marin Teen Conference website.
Oh, great.
It's live right now, and we'll have it on Penguin Radio's website as well. Any parting words of wisdom?
Just this is a terrific conference. I wish that when I was a Marin teen girl that this was available, and that anyone who isn't here this year, if you're between 13 and 18, I really... highly recommend that you sign up for this next year. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I think everybody, this is really great. This is good for us, too. And it's seems like all the young ladies here are really getting a lot out of this.
Absolutely. The energy is just is terrific.
It really is. All right, everybody. That's Margot Rohrbacher from the Central Marin Police Department, the one and only. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's great to see you.
Hello, Penguins. We are here at the Marin Teen Girl Conference with Sophie and Sylvie. So what brought you guys here?
Well, my mom is interested, and she works for women and girls' rights and stuff like that. So she highly recommended coming here and just learning about, like, everything that they provide here.
And she invited me to come, and I was really excited to learn more about this kind of stuff.
So you guys came together.
Yeah, we did.
So you both learned about the event through your mother.
Yes.
So what have you learned so far? What was your favorite part of the event?
So far, I've learned many ways to save money, which I've really enjoyed. Like, I'm in eighth grade, but moving on, like, those skills can help me a lot throughout
Definitely.
My life. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I feel the same way. I think the financial workshop we did was probably the most interesting for me and, like, helped me the most. Yeah.
So you guys are in eighth grade. Do you guys know what high school you're going to?
Yeah. I'm going to Sam.
Yeah, I think same with me.
Same? I know this is a big question, but do you guys have an idea of what you want to do once you make it to college? Like, what you want to do in the future?
I'm not quite sure yet, but, like, I thought this was interesting hearing from successful women talking about their jobs and a good balance and how to be successful.
That's wonderful. I mean, you can do that here at Penguin yeah. Radio, talking about women empowerment. That'd be great. And you?
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to do either at all.
You're good. You have so much time. Trust me.
Yeah.
I didn't figure out things till I was in college. Well, thank you for joining us today
thank
on
you.
Penguin Radio. You. Hope you're enjoying
good to talk
the conference.
To you.
Good to talk to you guys, too. Penguin Radio. Penguin Radio. By the backstage
door, like a trip through the past. Ross.
Both of you go
yes.
to Branson? And how did you find out about this event?
From our friend who's standing right here. Her name's Maddie.
She's one of the ambassadors for the program.
Yeah, and she also goes to our school, and she's one of our really good friends. So.
I see. And what has been your highlight of this event so far, your favorite part?
I really like the workshop. You get to, like, choose what workshop you do. And the first one we did was, like, a mindfulness yeah. one. And so we got to practice some meditation and stuff.
Yeah, and I got to learn a lot about sort of the way I control my emotions.
So you got to choose which workshops out of a variety?
Yeah. When we were mm-hmm. registering, they had, like, different sessions and different workshops per session. So you got to choose.
So you went along with the de-stress route
yeah.
and stuff like that. Oh, okay. So what grade are you guys in?
We're freshmen.
Freshmen. Yeah. Do you guys know what college you're going to?
No, but we took a workshop on that, too, of, like, how to prepare for that
and
process.
What did they teach you?
They taught us how to sort of match up your skills and interests. So you have your already set skills and what you're interested in and see what sort of career choices you can make and options like that for your future.
Do you have an idea of what you want to do in the future?
No.
Honestly, not really, no.
What are you guys interested in? Like, do you guys play sports? Outside stuff?
Yeah, I do cross country and soccer and other sports. I used to do other sports, but I don't know if I really want to do that in college yet. I'm mm-hmm. still trying to figure that out.
And I really like marine biology and, like, traveling.
Marine biology, Dominican University. I mean, I'm a comm major, but I heard the bio majors have a lot of work. But it's totally fine to not know what you want to do in the mm-hmm. future. I mean, I didn't figure things out till I got to college, so you guys are totally fine. Thank you for tuning in to Penguin Radio. Thank you, Sylvia
yeah.
and Eliza, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Penguin Radio. No, I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like a ring of fire. Hello, Penguin Radio. We are here at the Marine Teen Girl Conference with Natalie. Natalie, what high school or what grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
You're in eighth grade, and how did you find out about this conference?
Our previous vice principal came to our school and sent emails to the sixth through eighth graders and told us about this. personally, I didn't know anything about it because my parents didn't mention anything, and they just signed me up, and they're like, you're going to this thing on Saturday, or no, Sunday. And I was like, okay.
Do you know what sparked their interest when they read the email?
I think it was like talking about like personal things, because me and my parents don't really get along much. We go through things together, and my parents always like to fix things in a way. And so they were like, oh, okay, so we're going to take this girl to the conference, and let's see if anything
sparks her.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you say that these conversations that you're having here, you don't have with your parents at home?
Yes.
I would say the same thing. From what I've been hearing about stress and sex and all that stuff. I don't think I have ever talked about my parents with those things.
No.
Do you agree? Have you learned a lot, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's something that... the best thing that you learned today?
To be confident and just be yourself, no matter who you are, and just don't let anybody bring you down. Don't let anybody force you to do anything that you don't want to do. Like, just be yourself, you know?
Right, of course. And I know this is a big question, but do you have any idea what you want to be doing once you graduate college or in the future?
I always have that question in my mind. I'm not really sure, actually. It's always like between things. Like, I would like pinpoint something out and be like, oh, that's interesting. But like, I don't know if I want to do that for the rest of my life. I don't know if I'm going to be happy with that. So,
It's important to find a career that you'll be happy in. Or what are you interested in?
Photography, like, most of the time.
Photography?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken a photography class?
No.
Well, you're about to go to high school, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'll have an opportunity to take a photography class. I did in high school. It was so fun. I think you'll probably enjoy that. So you like stuff along the side of arts? Art stuff?
Sometimes. I mean, like, I'm not good at drawing. Maybe, like, sketching.
Well, photography is art, too.
Well, yeah.
Film, radio.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today on Penguin Radio. Did you have fun? On the radio show.
Sure.
All right. That was very convincing. Okay, thank you,
You're welcome.
Natalie. Penguin Radio.